coming up next. And what other way could we start than talking about the World Cup? On Monday, the Czech national squad makes its much-anticipated debut. It's the first time the Czechs will take part in the tournament since 1990. Pavel Nedved, Karel Poborský, Jan Koller all will play in the game against the U.S., although in all likelihood the team will be without striker Milan Baroš. He has not fully recovered from a leg injury. The Czechs, in one of the tougher qualifying groups, also including Ghana and Italy, will of course hope to come out on top in the match. Still, coach Karel Brückner has indicated he is aware of the American team's strengths, saying,
"It's a compact team. They've played a long time together under the same coach. The players have a lot of self-confidence and are well prepared and have a definite game plan and a fixed and tactical style of play."
The evening game guarantees that pubs with widescreen TVs throughout Prague and other parts of the Czech Republic will be packed, and there's no question plenty of beer will be flowing. Earlier, I went out onto the streets of Prague to get a sense of fans' anticipation ahead of the game, asking them what they thought about the Czech team.
"We'll probably go further than my team, American. I hope it's not a total knockout, but I'm thinking Czech might win maybe 2-1. It'll be tough."
"I know they're rated second in the world, isn't that correct?"
"That's correct.
Yeah. Right. So it should be a good game."
"Czech against 2 and USA 1. That's good."
"I don't think so. 3-1.
Now, most bookmakers see the Czech Republic as the favorite, but as some of the reactions show, it could be tense. One bystander told me that at her home, all the focus will be on the World Cup.
"Sure, we're looking forward to it. We've talked a lot about it, and I hope our players do well."
And following the U.S., the Czech Republic will next face Ghana, and their final group match will be against Italy. And now we turn to tennis. Days after going out in her first Grand Slam semifinals at Roland Garros, up-and-coming Czech tennis star Nicole Vaidišová is now looking forward to Wimbledon, which begins in a fortnight. In the meantime, she has reportedly been studying for exams in her second year at a Czech business academy. The 17-year-old, whose semifinal appearance at the French was her most important match to date, rated her performance as a B, although many pundits would rate her less harshly since she beat two world-class players to get there, Venus Williams and Amélie Mauresmo. Vaidišová eventually lost in three sets to Svetlana Kuznetsova of Russia, 5-7, 7-6, and 6-2. And we turn to ice hockey. The Edmonton Oilers faced a crucial Game 3 at the weekend, more or less a must-win for the team to keep its hopes alive in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And they succeeded, not without a little help from Czech players. Forward Aleš Hemský and old hand Jaroslav Špaček each assisted in their team's two goals to lift Edmonton over the Carolina Hurricanes 2-1. And that's the sport. And right now it's time for our